From Theater Arts to Young Hearts. Called Anna Abiden. This article is from Afrigo's issue entitled Youth in Missions, a Strategic Moment for Africa. I serve with Sim Wamo in Senegal, West Africa, where I'm involved in ministry to youth through discipleship, evangelism, and English language facilitation. I am originally from Gom State but was born and raised in Jos, Plateau State, Nigeria. My parents were ministers of the gospel. I gave my life to Christ at a young age, but my true journey with Him began years later. I watched my parents invest deeply in discipling others, but I often felt overlooked and struggled to understand why they gave so much of themselves to people who sometimes hurt or disappointed them. At one point, I decided that missions was not for me. When I got to university, I studied theater arts, hoping it would take me in a different direction. Yet, in God's providence, that became part of His plan. Through a community development course, I began visiting local communities and volunteering with Christian organizations. These experiences gradually softened my heart. My turning point came during a youth camp outreach. Seeing young people eager to be discipled, yet lacking guidance, deeply moved me. In that moment, I sensed God's call clearly. What I once resisted became something I could no longer ignore. Even after taking up a regular job, the desire to serve remained strong. I am grateful for mentors who recognized God's hand on my life and supported my transition into missions. My journey began in campus ministry, where the focus was on building relationships and intentional discipleship. Today in Senegal, I work with young people who have little or no exposure to the gospel and where cultural and religious differences require patience, humility, and consistency. My ministry includes sharing the gospel and working alongside young people in discipleship. Often, this means listening, encouraging, and building trust over time. One young lady had a real impact on me. At first, she was quiet and withdrawn, rarely engaging in conversations. Over time, she opened up. She shared her struggles and eventually we had deeper spiritual discussions. Watching her grow in confidence and curiosity about God reminded me that transformation is often slow but deeply meaningful. Moments like this affirm why relational ministry matters. Serving cross-culturally has not been without challenges. I have experienced culture shock, including a difficult conflict with a close friend. By God's grace, that relationship was restored, teaching me the importance of listening well, showing grace, and being slow to speak. Language learning has stretched me, but it has also opened doors to deeper connection. Often, it is in quiet moments after a long day that I reflect on how God reveals Himself in simple, everyday ways. As a young missionary, I believe one of my greatest contributions is influence. When young people see someone their age living out their faith with courage, it challenges them to take their own steps of obedience. I have seen peers grow in boldness because they realize that following Christ wholeheartedly is possible at their stage of life. To those considering missions, come with a teachable spirit. Understand cultures different from your own. Examine your motives. Missions is not about adventure but about loving Jesus and making Him known. Young people are bursting with enthusiasm, passion, flexibility, and a positive naivete that makes them willing to do what others deem impossible. At the same time, they need mentorship, guidance, and intentional support systems to thrive. Scripture reminds us not to let anyone look down on us because of our youth, 1 Timothy 4 verse 12. Delaying obedience can mean missing the opportunity to be part of what God is doing. Serving in Senegal has been a journey of surrender, growth, and joy. Each challenge and small step of obedience deepens my trust in Him. To young people sensing God's call, the mission field needs you now. Be willing to say yes. Pray for open hearts among the young people Anna is engaging, that they will respond to the gospel and grow in discipleship. Grace in language learning, cultural understanding, and for God's continued guidance and provision in her ministry.